chapter this morning of the Gospel of Mark. If you've been coming, most of you have for the last several weeks, for 6 weeks, I've been preaching a series on people who met the Lord. And we looked at people like Zacchaeus, the tax collector that got audited. We looked at the woman in John 4 that met the man of her dreams. We looked at the woman that was bowed over that met the straight man. And all down through there, counting today, will be 7 messages that I've preached about people who met Jesus. And today I'll preach the last message of this series today out of Mark 10, verses 46 through verse 52 this morning. And I hope that the majority of you has met the Lord. If you haven't met the Lord, if you live and meet thousands of people, you've missed the most important person that you should meet in this life, and that is the Lord Jesus. The Bible said in Mark 10 and verse number 46, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort, arise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garments, arose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus in the way." Thank you. You may be seated. Our Father, as we come to you this morning at the, Lord, beginning of a new week, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings that we have enjoyed from our God this week. And, Lord, for the grace and the strength that he gives us for the journey and for every day. And God, as we come today, Lord, to look into the Word of God once again that's been recorded for our learning and our study and our admonishment about people that met Jesus. Lord, in each one of these people, Lord, we've seen something of ourself. And Father, we ask today that, Lord, as you blessed every one of those messages, and I pray that you'll anoint this message and bless it, Lord, as you did the others. And I pray this morning, if there's someone here today that's lost and undone without God or His Son, that today they'll meet Jesus. And I pray this morning that you'll have something, Lord, for the saints and also for the sinner. And I pray today that we can leave and say it's been good to be where the Lord is. Because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, that there is liberty. Now, Father, bless today. Forgive me of my sins. Enable me to do what you've called me to do. And I'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here, as we've read, is another man that met the Lord. And as we look at this man that met the Lord, like all men who meet the Lord, in a believing way, believing the Lord, like all of these did, every one of them believed the Lord, in a believing way, and then a receiving way. The Bible said all these received the Lord. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon His name. When you meet the Lord in a believing way, in a receiving way, you're going to meet the Lord in a saving way. Amen. And all of these people were saved from the things that they came to the Lord for. And like this man today that we've read about, and we're going to look a little more in detail at him here in just a moment. But as we look at this man here, we know that when he came to the Lord, that he come to get light. Right. This morning, if you're not saved, you're yet in darkness. Right. This morning, someone said, and I like what they said. They said that everybody is either a child of God or a child of the devil, or a child of Adam? Now, I often hear people say, well, you're either a child of God or a child of the devil. Jesus told those Pharisees, you're of your father, and the lust of your father you will do, for he was a murderer. But we know that we didn't have to do anything to get into Adam. We were already in Adam. Everybody in this room this morning came from the loins of Adam. When we trace it back, we were already in Adam. But there comes a time in our life when we're confronted with the truth of the gospel. We're confronted with what God said was truth about us as sinners in our need of a Savior. And when I receive that truth and believe that truth, I become a child of God. But if I refuse that truth like many have heard it, have seen the light but refused it, then I have received the lie of the devil and I become a child of Satan. But I want you to know this morning that this man came to the Lord. He's blind. He can't see. He's in darkness. And he's coming to the Lord because he's hoping to find light. This man came to the Lord and his life is a different life from most people. He cannot see. He must be led about. He is at the mercy of everyone around him. And he's coming to the Lord and he's hoping to find a new life. The Bible said of Jesus that he was the light and the life of man. I'm glad that when a man comes to the Lord in a believing and a receiving way and a saving way, that they find light and they find a new life, thank God. I'm glad that when the Lord opened up this man's eyes, that he didn't have to worry about 2 days later going blind again. He didn't have to keep his dog around in case that something happened that he wouldn't be able to see again. But I believe this man, I believe that when the Lord opened his eyes, that he not only had something, my friend, of life and light, but he had something that would last, thank God. I'm glad this morning that Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life. And he said, they will never perish. He said, my Father is greater than them all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. I believe if we ever get in God's hand, if we ever get saved, I believe we're safe. But the only thing I want to say is that you better make sure that you're in God's hand. You better make your calling and election sure. And if you do these things, you will never fall. Amen. But here is a man that came to Jesus. We're given the details of this notable day in the life of blind Bartimaeus. I want to use this for a title this morning. When the blind man met the eye doctor. When the blind man met the optometrist. When the blind man... When he came to the Lord, and this blind man met the one that was able to cure his blindness. For you see, this morning, Jesus was the great physician. But you see, most physicians, they only specialize in one area. In other words, if you've got a heart problem, you've got to go see the heart doctor. If you've got an eye doctor, eye problem, you've got to go see the eye doctor. You got a kidney problem, you got to go see the kidney doctor. If you got a foot problem, you got to go see the foot specialist. If you have mental problems, you got to go see the neurologist. I'm glad to tell you that this man, the great physician, he's called the great physician because that he's a doctor in every category. Thank God. I'm glad this morning that the one that he came to see, that he is a heart specialist. You say, how you know that? One day I came to him, had a bad heart, and he gave me a heart transplant, thank God. The Bible said he'll take the old stony heart out, and he will give you a brand new heart, amen. Can I tell you that he is a ear, nose, and throat specialist? One day he looked down every sinner's throat with the light of the Word of God, and he said, their mouth is an open sepulcher, and their tongue is full of poison. He is the ear and nose specialist. Because one day he looked out at a bunch of people and he said, "You got ears, but you hear not. There's something wrong with your ears." He told Peter, he said, "Peter, mind your own business." In John 21, "You got nose problems, boy. Keep your nose out of John's business." Can I tell you that he is not only that, he is the internal organist specialist. Amen. You see, God does not see as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. I'm telling you, you may look good this morning, starched shirt, white shirt, tie, $500 suit, brand new shoes. You may look good outwardly this morning, but I want you to know there is a God that looks into our hearts, and He not only knows what's on the outside, He knows more importantly what's on the inside this morning. We look here this morning and we know that He is a neurologist. I'm telling you, one day there was a maniac. We studied about him. We preached about him. And one day that maniac met a missionary. He had mental problems. He had demons. He had devils. But when he met Jesus that day, the Bible said when he left him, he was sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Amen. I'm glad that God is a specialist in every field, thank God. I'm glad this morning that He is a family practitioner. I'm glad that He is able to help the family, thank God. I'm glad that He is able to put them back together. I'm glad that He is able to bless in many ways that we need help and blessings when it comes to our family. I'm glad that He works in that way, thank God. And I'm glad this morning that here in the scripture that we read today that He is an eye specialist, thank God. He is this morning what the blind man needs Him to be. Can I tell you this morning, there's a song that says whatever we need Him to be, that's what He is. There's some truth to that statement. If we need a Savior, He is a Savior. If we need a healer, He is a healer. If we need a teacher, He is a teacher. I'm glad this morning that one day blind Bartimaeus, he came and he met Jesus. He met the eye doctor, if you will. He met the ophthalmologist, thank God, the one that specializes in eye problems. We look at that this morning. And I want to look first of all for a few minutes at the blind man. I appreciate the Bible. I'm glad God gives us so much information about many things. I'm glad the Holy Ghost recorded it down and penned it, and He put in every word necessary that we needed for our learning and our admonishment. Here was a man about blind Bartimaeus, just a 5 or 6 verses, but the Bible tells us so much about this man. The Bible said in verse 46, "And they came to Jericho, and he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. But blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, he sat by the wayside begging." Let me just tell you right now that the Bible furnishes us this much information about this man. The Bible tells us what his name is. The Bible said his name was Bartimaeus. I'm glad that God knows our name. Amen. You say, "I don't believe God knows my name." Oh, He knows His children by name. He knows His sheep by name. Amen. I'm telling you, God knows our name. He even knows the name of sinners in this life. The Bible said that Paul, who was Saul, was on the road to Damascus. And the Bible said there came a voice out of heaven saying, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" He knew what Saul's name was. Amen. If you're here this morning, He knows what your name is. He knows how many hairs are upon your head. He knows the day you were born and the day you'll die. I'm telling you that the Bible says that He told us this man's name was Bartimaeus. You remember when He came to Zacchaeus and he came there under a tree and he was up there. They had never met before. And he said, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down today." I'm telling you, the Lord, He knows your name. He's able to speak to you. I heard a preacher say, does he speak to you in an audible voice? He said, it's louder than that. It's clearer than that, that God is able to make His will known for us. Amen. He was a blind Bartimaeus, and of course, we're told that he was blind. Couldn't see. Blind. Couldn't see around him. Couldn't see above him. Couldn't see below him. He was a blind man. The Bible says over in the book of Peter, 2 Peter 1 and 9, it's actually talking about saved people. But the Bible says that if you don't add these things to your life and do these things, He said, you are blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that you were purged from your old sins. There's a lot of people in that condition today. But blind Bartimaeus, he not only couldn't see far off, he couldn't even see close up. Can I tell you that before I got saved, and if you're here lost today without God, you cannot see afar off. If you could see afar off, you'd come this morning and get saved. You say, why? Because you'd see that if you don't get saved, that you're going to a place called hell that was created for the devil and his angels. And you're going to go there. It is a place of eternal damnation, a place of darkness, a place of eternal retribution, a place of eternal punishment. And if you could see, if every sinner could see this morning afar off, then come and get saved today. If you're here saved today and you're backslid on God, you say, what's that mean? You know what it means. If you're backslid on God and you can see afar off, you'd come down this aisle this morning, find you a place here and say, oh God, I'm coming back to the Father's house today, and help me to get right with God today. Because if you could see afar off, you'd see that somewhere down the road, the chastening, the long suffering of God's going to stop, and the chastening hand of God's going to begin, and God's going to chasten you, God's going to whip you, God's going to make you aware that you can't run from your heavenly Father. You're not your own. You're bought with a price, and therefore you ought to glorify God. Amen. You could see afar off. Well, some of us can see a little far off, but that's not backslid, not lost. We might enjoy this service this morning. We could see all the way over there in heaven and see where Jesus is and see the place where there's no sickness, pain, nor sorrow, and the former things are passed away. There's no fusses, fights, no sin, no devil. I tell you, if we could see afar off, we'd enjoy this thing a lot more. Amen. But I'll tell you, Bartimaeus could not only not see afar off, he couldn't even see close up. Can I tell you that before we get saved, we can't even see close up. We can't even see what sin is doing to us right now. How that sin takes our money. How that sin takes our health. How that sin takes our joy. How that sin takes our families. How that sin robs us of the blessings of God in our life. And we can't even see a close-up before we get saved. That's the way blind Bartimaeus was. You see, before you got saved, the preacher may have come to your house and said, you need to start going to church. So I can't see that. Sunday's the only day I get off. I got to work like everybody else doesn't. I got to work. Sunday's my family day like God didn't give them their family. God didn't give them 6 other days. And that one they decided to take is the one that He called the Lord's day. Everybody all right?
Amen.
But I wished I had $100 for every time a lost man looked me in the face, or a black man, a blind man looked me in the face, backslidden man, and said, preacher, I can't see it.
Amen.
Well, I know why you can't. I couldn't see it either. I couldn't see going to church even on one Sunday, let alone Sunday night and Wednesday night.
Amen.
I couldn't see talking to somebody else about my faith. I couldn't see giving God 10% of what I make to God. I couldn't see that. Why, I couldn't see giving money to missionaries when there's people in our own town that's got needs. I couldn't see that. But I'll tell you, one day I met the eye doctor.
Amen.
And Thank God when I met him, I seen I needed church, and I needed a lot of it. When I met him, I seen that 10% I was fussing about keeping wasn't mine anyway. It was God's, and he had let me keep the other 90%, and I realized how good that God was. I realized that, yes, there's needs here in America, and we need to help meet them. There's people don't have food. There's people don't have clothes. There's people can't pay their rent. But what most people don't realize to God opens her eyes. There's something worse than not eating. There's something worse than not having a place to sleep. There's something worse than not having any clothes. You say, what's that? That's to live and never hear the gospel and die and go to hell. That's what's worse. Amen. That's why the Bible said we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. And you know, here in America, I believe if you need that stuff, you can find it in America.
Right.
Even now, you can find it in America.
Right.
But he was blind. And then the Bible said he was a beggar. Couldn't work. He's blind. And he couldn't do anything. He's blind. All he had to do, all he could do was just sit there with a cup. I remember when I was in Jamaica. Jamaican people are very poor. I remember I hadn't been there an hour. And a little old Jamaican boy come up to me, pulling on my clothes, and there'd be three or four of them, wanting to give them a dollar so they could get something to eat. I remember looking there beside the Kentucky Fried Chicken place, and they would dump all of the garbage right down into a stream that run right by that Kentucky Fried Chicken place, just the dumpster, just dump it there. And I remember seeing an old black man down there opening up them boxes and trying to find a little piece of chicken that still had some on it. I've been to a third world country, and I remember seeing a blind man with a cane standing there on the town square with his cup in his hand and asking someone to give him some money. He was blind and he was begging because he didn't have nothing. Can I tell you that every one of us, before we got saved, we were blind and we were beggars. We may not realize it, but we were beggars. We were at the mercy of someone else. Amen. Listen, I want you to know that if he was blind and he was a beggar, that meant that he was poor and needy. Amen. There was a day in my life that I was poor and needy. But I'm glad, glory to God, that when I was poor and needy, the Lord thinketh upon me. Amen. And I'm glad here was a man that was poor and needy. Jesus is in a hurry. Jesus has only got so much time to get what he's got to get done and get nailed to the cross on that day. He's busy. But I'm glad that when there's somebody poor and needy, he's not so busy that he can't stop and help that one that's poor and needy. Amen. That man was poor and needy, and the Lord thought about him. Amen. And the Bible tell me this man, that he heard Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he said, what meaneth this? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And boy, he'd been waiting for that word. Because he had heard about this eye specialist. You see, word gets around. People find a good doctor, they brag on it, they spread the word around. When you find yourself in that kind of condition, you say, brother, you had that problem, and then you go to a doctor. Yeah, how'd you like him? Oh, he was a good doctor. I highly recommend him. Or you say, I wouldn't go to him if I was you. But a good doctor, he has a reputation. His name gets around. And here's a doctor that hadn't been in town too long, about 3 years. But I want you to know the word has got around. He's never lost a case. Every sick person that ever came to see him got healed.
Amen.
Every deaf person left hearing.
Amen.
Every dumb person left speaking and praising God. Every crippled person left leaping, running, and jumping and praising God. And every blind man left seeing.
And I think maybe blind Bartimaeus heard about some other blind person, and they said, if you can just find Jesus, he opened my eyes. If you can just find Jesus, and he began to ask where his office was and where's he located at and where's he at. And maybe somebody said, I heard he's going to be leaving Jericho today. If you get on that road, you might find him. And so he sat by the wayside begging. And boy, one day he heard a word that he was so glad he heard that day. They said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. I'm glad that morning I heard that name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee's going to bow, every tongue's going to confess that He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm glad that one day I heard the name of Jesus, amen. And they said, He will forgive sin. He is a Savior to the lost. The Bible said this man began to cry, and he said, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. Now, here was a poor man begging. But the Bible says that the Lord was thinking about this poor man. And here was a poor man that was crying, the Bible said. He cried out and said, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. But the psalmist wrote in Psalms 34 and verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. I'm glad one day a beggar, poor and blind, like you was and like I was, we didn't realize how bad a shape we was in, but one day we started crying to Jesus, and He thought about us on the cross of Calvary, when He was dying there on the cross for the sins of the world. We were on His mind, we were on His heart, and thank God one day we cried, and He heard us, thank God. And if you're poor and needy this morning, and if you're lost this morning, if you'll cry to Jesus, He'll hear you today. Amen. The Bible tells us he was blind. The Bible tells us he was a beggar. It even tells us who his father was, Titimaeus. Notice in that verse I read, verse 46, what God knew about him. The Bible said, blind Bartimaeus. God knew his condition. God knows your condition this morning. Every doctor I've ever been to, when I go in, they weigh me. I don't put much stock in their scales. You say, why? Well, for one reason, because when you go in there and stand on it, the nurse slaps it this way and then slaps it this way and writes something down. And I'm watching and I can't even see it. But then she says, Mr. Prophet, what kind of problems you been having? I say, well, my old knees bother me. My elbows are hurting me. I think I got sugar. Everywhere I go, I got to tell them what's wrong with me. But see, this doctor I'm talking about, he told me what was wrong with me. I went in there, he done weighed me. I come up short. I done been weighed in the balances and found wanting. But I went in there and he said, here's what's wrong with you, boy. He said, here's your problem. And he said, lay down on that table there. And I lay down on the Lord's table that day on the altar. And here's what the Lord says there. Lord examined me. And the Lord looked at me. And the Lord said, well, he backed up. And he said, well, he said, here's what's wrong with you. He said, there's none that understandeth. He said, none that seeketh after God. He said, your problem is you're not seeking God. He said, they are gone out of the way. They're altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. He said, you're not doing good. He said, your throat is an open sepulcher. He said, your tongue is full of deceit and has poison in it. He said, your mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. He said, your feet are swift to shed blood. He said, destruction and misery in your way and the way of peace that you've not known. And there is no fear of God before you. I say, oh God, I wonder that man. I went to the doctor one day, and he said, Mr. Prophet, get your clothes on, come in my office. And I went in there, this is 28 years ago. And I went in there, and he said, sit on that table. And I sat down there, and he said, Mr. Prophet, he said, your problem is, He said, you see your blood vessels, so they come down here. And he said, right here, he said, there's a valve, and then they go down into the legs and into the feet. And he said, your problem is this valve is stopped up. He said, this problem is that your blood is not getting down to your feet good. And he said, I know that because of the way your skin looks and the hair on your feet and the color of your toenails. And he said, I know that. And I said, well, what's it going to involve, Doc? He said, well, it'll have to have some kind of open heart surgery to fix that. You say, what'd you do? Before or after I passed out? No, really, I was sitting there and I said, he said, you all right, Mr. Prophet? I said, no, I don't feel so good, Doc. He said, lay down there a minute. And I laid down on that table. And I backslid, saved, but backslid away from God. He wrote some things down and said, Mr. Prophet, you're to see a specialist at 2 o'clock this evening. He said, what'd you do from that time to 2? A lot of praying. A lot of talking to God. I went to that doctor. It's an old story, so you've heard it, but I went to that specialist. He took me in, examined me. He looked at what that doctor wrote, and he said, now who sent you over here? And I told him who sent me over there. And he said, I don't find anything wrong with you. He said, go on home. I drove home, and I thought, no way home, I'm saying that quack, that nut. He ought to have his license pulled. Wait a minute. He's been my doctor for 28 years. Because you see, I'm persuaded to believe that there was some truth to what he said. And I was out of the will of God. I was away from God. And God used that chastening stroke to humble me and break me down. And it was that point I got back in church and began to seek the Lord again. You say, why? Because the doctor told me what was wrong with me. You know why I got saved? Because one day the doctor told me what was wrong with me. He told me how bad a shape I was in. He told me that I couldn't live. There was only one cure. There was only hope from one hope for me. But if I would take it, it had never failed. It had always brought life. It had always brought a cure. And thank God one day I took that pill. You say, what's it called? The gospel. Amen. And it healed me, thank God. These are crying out. All these other people following Jesus. And they say, shh, be quiet. Be quiet. The Bible says he yelled the more. Be quiet. Well, this is my only chance. This is my only hope. If I miss this, I miss it all. And I tell you that it ought to be all right for a lost sinner to weep out loud and to sob out loud and to cry, God, save me loud. You say, why? Because your only hope is passing through. And if you mess it, you're going to die and go to a devil's hell. Amen. Look at blind Bartimaeus. Can we look here for a minute at the ophthalmologist, Jesus, the eye doctor. For us country people. But the Bible says in Mark 10 and 50, and he, Bartimaeus, casting away his garments, arose and he came to Jesus. I'm glad, Brother Sammy, that Dr. Jesus was able to work him into schedule that day. Because you see, Bartimaeus didn't have an appointment or not one that he was aware of. He did not call Jesus and say, Jesus, I'll meet you outside of Jericho at 2 o'clock on a Saturday. He did not have a meeting or appointment he was aware of, but I believe he did have an appointment. He wasn't aware of it, but I'm glad that God said that he has appointed a day. Amen. The Bible said that he has appointed that we obtain salvation in 1 Thessalonians 5 through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad he's appointed a day of salvation. Amen. I'm glad he is able to work me in that Sunday morning. when I came to Him, thank God. I'm glad that He was able to meet my needs. Hallelujah. The Bible says there's some things that God's doing that we're not aware of. Amen. You see, somebody here this morning may not come. Most of the people get saved do not come that morning to get saved. God appoints them. Somebody come by your house one day, you did not call them to come. You're not aware they were coming. But God sent somebody knock on your door to tell you about Jesus. Can I tell you, friend, I talk to so many sinners. And they say, preacher, I'm going to get saved. But in my time, my way, when I want to. Can I tell you, sir, I hate to bust your bubble or ma'am, but you don't have the appointment book. He does. He's the one writing in appointments. You say, why can't I write the appointment? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because you might say, God, I'm going to get saved on November the 3rd in 2008. God says, well, according to my book here, on November the 2nd, 2008, you're going to die at midnight. Because the Bible said it's appointed unto man wants to die and after this the judgment. Some people are making all kinds of plans, but sir, your plans are no good unless God is the one that made them, because He is the one that knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning, and He's the only one, amen. But the Bible says that even though He's the eye doctor, even though He's the specialist, there is some things we must do. The Bible says, in verse 50 we read, the Bible said that He called for Him. Verse 48, He had Him to call for Him. Verse 49, and the Bible says, verse 50, He cast away His garments, arose, and came to Jesus. The doctor was there in-house, available, affordable, able. But blind Bartimaeus, when He called for him, he had to come. The Bible said that he began to cast away. And of course, we all know the Bible and have been around preaching very much. We know the garments were layered and they could trip you up or they could hinder you in getting to the Lord or to whatever you was going to. And so he began to peel his garments off as he walked. Why? Because he didn't want to waste no time getting to Jesus.
Right.
Can I tell you that you've got to cast away some things if you're going to come to the Lord this morning?
Right.
You got to cast away your pride. You got to cast away what others think. You got to cast away what you think. And you have to come to the Lord when He calls. Amen. The Bible said He cast away, and then it says He came to Jesus. There was a multitude with Jesus. I'm sure 12 disciples were with Him, but He didn't come to them. Amen. The Bible said He cast away and He came to Jesus. He didn't come to Peter and say, can I shake your hand? He didn't come to John and say, John, will you baptize me? He didn't come and say, can you put me on the church book? But the Bible said He cast away and He came to Jesus. You say, why? Because he believed that Jesus was the only one that could give him what he needed. Amen. I tell you, the only one that can save lost sinners is Jesus.
Amen.
Came to Jesus. Someone said, why don't you get down and pray with everybody that comes up to the altar? Well, for one, God ain't told me to.
Right.
And for number two, they ain't coming to me. They're coming to the Lord.
Right.
If they need my help, I'd be glad to get down and pray with any one of you and stay there for hours if you need me to. But I've got enough sense to realize that all I am is a little messenger boy, the postman delivering the mail, and you're not coming to me, you're coming to Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible said He came to Jesus.
Right.
And then, you know, the Lord. Did you ever think about this? Here's Bartimaeus. Here he is, and he's blind. And he's coming down through there. He's by the wayside. And he's begging. Jesus! Jesus! Thy Son of David, have mercy on me, Jesus! Jesus says, somebody call him. Somebody call him, and I think they maybe help him along a little bit. You see, we can't save him, but we can help him get to Jesus. And here he comes over there. They bring him there and they say, you're here, you're in front of him. And Jesus says, what do you want? A blind man. He can't see. Jesus knows what he wants. But you know what? He makes him confess what he wants.
Amen.
He said, Jesus knows you're a sinner. He knows who you slept with this week. He knows the name of beer you drunk this week. He knows how many joints you smoked this week. He knows how many pills you took this week. He knows how many curse words you said this week. He knows how much you talked about the preacher this week and run down the church this week. But he wants to hear you say it. What will thou that I should do unto thee, Lord, that I might receive thy sight?
Amen.
You know what I tell sinners? Jack's wife got saved in my office. Glory to God. A week ago Friday, she said, I want to get saved. I said, tell Jesus. He's a Savior. I tell people that all the time when sinners come and I say, what do you want? And they say, I want to get saved. I say, don't tell me, tell Jesus. Can I tell you that he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. He cast away, he came to Jesus, he confessed to Jesus. But look at verse 52. The Bible said, Jesus said unto him, go thy way. The faith has made thee whole. He not only confessed to Jesus, but I believe this line of Scripture tells us he confirmed his faith to Jesus. He said, go thy way. I do not believe that his eyes opened before he started to go. I believe Jesus said, go thy way, and he turned to go. And when he did, his eyes opened. Amen. That's good preaching, Brother Rick. And you know why so many people get down here and they say, oh, God, save me. Oh, God, save me. Oh, God, save me. And the Bible says, if you'll confess your sin and call upon the Lord. He said, whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. Oh, God, save me. But they're afraid to confirm their faith and say, he saved me. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I do not believe that he waited till his eyes got open before he said, I can see. I believe when Jesus said go, the moment he turned his eyes opened, amen. Believing. What Jesus say? He said, your faith's what made you whole. You believe me. You believe me. Well, I got in there and I asked God to save me, and he didn't save me. No wonder he didn't. You only did half of it. He said, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the heart, man believe. Believeth what? Believes what God said.
Bartimaeus believed him. He said, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. He believed him. So sick of people that won't believe God. You know why I'm going to heaven? I believe God. You know why I make it through each day? I believe God. You know why I'm not worried about the election? I believe God. You know why I'm not worried about gas prices? I believe God. If I can't drive my car, God will give me a horse. And if God don't give me a horse, I got two good feet. And I believe God. Amen. He confirmed his faith. Watch this. The Bible says, Jesus said unto him, go your way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately, boy, I like that.
Amen.
Did you notice every one of these people that met Jesus? Seven of them. We didn't look at all of them in the Bible. We looked at seven of them. And every one of them, immediately. Immediately. The Bible says, immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus and away. You say, what are you saying we got to do? We got to cast away. We got to come to Jesus. We got to confess what we want to Jesus. We got to confirm our faith to Jesus. But then I believe if he does something for us, we'll continue to follow him in the way.
That's right. Yes, sir, brother.
I mean, blind Bartimaeus. Boy, I don't know about y'all. It's getting good to me. Where'd McCain go? What will you that I do unto thee? Lord, that I might receive my sign. Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. I can see. I can see. I heard them birds sing, but I never seen them before. I felt the sun, but I never seen it before. I heard about blue skies, but I never seen it before. I heard about Jesus, but I never seen him before. I want you to know one day, I got my eyes open. I tell you, the birds had been there all along, but I hadn't paid no attention to them. They'd been blue skies all my life. I never paid no attention to them. I'm telling you, the trees had changed their color for many summers. I never noticed them, but I got my eyes open. Amen. Lord Jesus. And someone said, Bartimaeus, there's your... Hey, wait a minute, Bartimaeus. There's your cup. There's your cane. I don't need that no more. I found Jesus. I don't need it. I tell you, when I got my eyes open, I didn't need my beer no more. I didn't need my cigarettes no more. I didn't need any of that no more. You say, why? I found Jesus. I'm continuing to follow him in the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm glad that one day he found me. Threw his loving arms around me. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible said, and he followed Jesus and away. Somebody said, what are you going to do, Bartimaeus? He said, you see that man right there?
That's right.
Where he leads me, I will follow.
Right.
Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. Father, thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that makes it applicable for our lives today. Thank you, Lord, for what you did in that day. What you did in that day. What you did in that day. What you did in that day.